is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hurricane Helene and its remnants have mostly moved on, but the storm has left behind a lot of damage and has killed dozens of people across multiple states. In Lake Lure, North Carolina, George Carter watched as belongings floated by.
Debris, just all of people's toys and furniture was just floating out there.
CBS's Dave Malkoff reports from Atlanta.
Waterlogged trees have crushed homes here. The entire region is covered in damage, and it's been a very deadly storm. In Tennessee, the flooding was so bad that two dams were at risk of failing. The city of Newport was evacuated, but both dams ultimately held.
Rescues have been made. Attempts have been made. Some people are stranded on the roofs of their homes.
Israeli fighter jets have hit northeast Lebanon this morning. Israel says the jets are attacking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon 2 days after Hezbollah's longtime leader was killed by an Israeli strike. This all could mean that the long-feared wider war in the Middle East may be upon us, says the BBC's Hugo Bachega in Beirut.
There are growing indications that a ground invasion of southern Lebanon by the Israeli army is imminent to push Hezbollah away from the border. 2 weeks of an intense Israeli campaign have already killed at least 1,000 people in Lebanon and displaced tens of thousands more. Speaking in Tel Aviv last night, Benjamin Netanyahu said Hassan Nasrallah's killing was a historic turning point, but warned of challenging days ahead.
In a campaign speech, former President Donald Trump used startlingly disparaging rhetoric about Vice President Kamala Harris, calling her, among other things, mentally disabled.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. Okay. She was born that way.
CBS's Cooper Lawrence says negative reaction to Trump's comments has been swift.
Disability advocate Maria Town, president of American Association for People with Disabilities, tells CBS News.
Trump holds the ableist and false belief that people with disabilities are somehow less than as people and less deserving of dignity, and that is simply not true.
Trump made the comments while condemning the Biden administration's immigration policies.
Police in Port St. Lucie, Florida, shot and killed a man they said was threatening women and children in a home with what they believed was an explosive device in his hand. Assistant Chief Leo Nimchik.
Disability advocate Maria Town.
Suspect confronted the officers, and one of the officers discharged his weapon, subsequently killing the suspect.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Supermodel Naomi Campbell is hitting back at a British watchdog after it banned her from running a charity for 5 years.
The Charity Commission identified multiple instances of misconduct in the running of Naomi Campbell's charity called Fashion for Relief. It says charity funds were used to pay for the supermodel's stay in a five-star hotel in the south of France, including spa treatments and room service. The watchdog probe found that between April 2016 and July 2022, only about 8.5% of Fashion for Relief's overall expenditure went on grants to charities. Her charity, which she set up in 2005, held a string of glitzy, star-studded events to raise funds for causes in London and Cannes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Weight Watchers is shaking up its leadership. CEO Sima Sistani is leaving her role immediately. The company didn't reveal the reasons behind the abrupt move. During Sistani's two-year tenure, she led the company's moves into the prescription drug weight loss business. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies for today. The big story, though, that breezy north wind gusting up around 30 miles per hour. That will cause some large waves there along the shoreline. High temperatures in the lower 70s for the overnight. Mostly clear, lower 60s. Right now, it's 67.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Thank you.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Spoiler alert, both major political parties are trying to minimize the impact of voters choosing third-party candidates in the 2024 election. What could fix the spoiler effect and allow third-party candidates to still compete? Ranked choice voting. CBS News and the Wall Street Journal report that Green Party candidate Jill Stein accepted in-kind assistance from Republican-affiliated lawyers to keep herself on the ballot in Wisconsin and be restored to the ballot in Nevada in hopes of siphoning off votes from Kamala Harris. Earlier this summer, Democrats sued to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot in five states. Though he suspended his candidacy, Kennedy remains on the ballot in 33 states. Ranked choice voting allows third-party candidates like Stein, Kennedy, and Libertarian Chase Oliver to compete without the spoiler effect. Voters could, for example, rank Stein first, Harris second, and Oliver third. In ranked choice, if a candidate has a 50% plus one majority, he or she wins outright. If there is no 50% plus one majority, the lowest vote getter is eliminated, voter second choices are used, and totals are recalculated. The process continues until the winning candidate reaches a 50% plus one majority. Only Alaska and Maine will use ranked choice for presidential voting this year, but five states are considering RCV ballot measures in November. We have more on ranked choice at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. You move me.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Oh, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN. JN.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Drive.